Syracuse Mayor Stephanie Miner is getting behind a lawsuit that accuses the state of holding back millions of dollars of funds for struggling schools. More from WRVO's Ellen Abbott.
The lawsuit centers on schools that have been labeled persistently struggling. Many were put in line for state transformational grants. Those funds helped schools improve, but without the persistent struggling designation, the state's pulled back the second year of the grants. And that's what's concerning to Miner. She points to Grant Middle School in Syracuse that was able to lose the struggling label through longer school days and earlier start to the school year, redesigned classrooms, and personalized curriculums for students.
And once they were able to achieve these great results, which we congratulate them for, and they should be congratulated for, the state pulls back some of that funding. How are we going to continue to keep these successful programs in place if the second you achieve it, you pull away what has enabled you to get off of that list?
Parents in Yonkers, Albany, and New York City filed the lawsuit with the help of the union-backed Alliance for Quality Education and the Education Law Center. The lawsuit claims schools are in line for a second year of grants, even though they came off the persistently failing list. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.